The WYAA State Cross Country Meet will be run this Saturday at the Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. In Division II, Medford will be represented by Trey Ulrich and Franny Seidel, and they are my guests. Let's begin with you, Franny. When you found out you were going to state, what was that like?
I was really excited. Kind of wish my team would have gone with me, but as a freshman, I was excited that I accomplished that.
Yeah, we should point out, you are a freshman. You are a newbie. So this has got to be, like, crazy, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of cross country? What do you like the best?
Like long runs, going out for, like, 5 miles, running that.
Okay, so how long is it, for those that don't know, how long is a usual cross country run? A meet, how long is a meet?
A meet is 3 miles, or okay. 5K.
But you like to go.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even longer than that. How'd you get started running, distance running? How'd you get started?
I started out in elementary school, and then did my first year of cross country in middle school, in 7th grade. And my dad was a runner, so he kind of encouraged me to do that. So,
are you planning to run track and field in the spring, yes?
Yeah, I do.
Distance runner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good. What's your least favorite part of cross country? What do you like the least?
Hill workouts.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
They're good for you and help you, but they're not fun to do.
Painful?
Yeah.
Necessary evil?
Yep.
Yeah. What about the kids around school? They know that you've qualified for state?
Yeah, they do. The teachers told me good job and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Trey, now what was it like when you found out you had qualified to go to state?
Felt pretty cool. You know, I crossed the finish line, and the guy from Lakeland that beat me, Kev Fitzpatrick, came up to me and shook my hand and said, "Nice race today. See you at state."
Okay, explain that, because he's the lead dog here, right? He's the dragon that's got to be slayed. He's good, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so during this race, what did you keep him right in front of you, or how did you do that?
Yeah, I kept him pretty much right in front of me or side by side, and then at the end, he just took off.
Trey, at the sectional meet, they tell me that you had an unusual finish. Can you share that story with us?
Hey, yeah. Took off from the race, and I don't think it was any more than 300 yards into the race. I'm pretty sure it was a guy from Lakeland, stepped on the heel of my shoe and it fell off. It stayed on for maybe like another 400, and then I just gave it a good kick and it was gone. It wouldn't stay on up the hill.
So do you kick off the other one then? And I mean, are you in socks now or barefoot or?
I tried kicking the other one off, but I had it triple knotted too tight, and it wouldn't come off.
Is there a rule that says you must have footwear, or can you run barefoot?
I don't know.
Apparently you can, because they didn't say you're out, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So did you have a sock on, or were you barefoot?
Nope, I had a sock on.
And you still managed to qualify for state?
Yeah.
You are Shoeless Trey Ulrich. I think you just got a nickname. I think you've just become, there was Shoeless Joe Jackson, now you are Shoeless Trey Ulrich.
That's what Trey the guy that handed me my shoe called me.
Shoeless Joe Jackson?
Is that what
you called it? Yeah. You have to look that up. Google him.
Okay.
It's a good Google. But even still, you qualify for state. That's pretty cool. What's your favorite part of cross country? What do you like the best?
I like hanging out with all the guys on the team. They're all pretty cool. And I suppose I like running too. But I like the team a lot.
How'd you get started?
Back in Holy Rosary, I think I was in like 3rd grade. And I ran the mile, and I actually did pretty good. I think I got like 3rd place out of my class. And after that, I've just been running and getting better ever since.
Now, Franny, on Saturday, this race, they're going to line you up. It's going to be representing Medford High School. Franny Seidel, what do you think that's going to be like?
Pretty exciting, nervous. Just like, I made it at state. Like, we're running state, so.
Do you have a pre-race ritual, something you do to get focused in, zeroed in?
Just like kind of stand there quietly and think about what I'm going to try to do and like hills and stuff, focus.
Do you visualize the race? Do you go through it in your head?
Kind of, like, just, oh, I got this hill here, so I got to work on my strategy and stuff. Just like try to stick with this girl.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. What about you, Trey? What do you think that's going to be like when you get lined up and ready to go?
I don't know. I know I'll be nervous, but I don't know what I'm going to be thinking.
Your pre-race ritual, something you do to focus in?
Yeah, I always kind of turned my back away from the team for a while, and I like to say a quick prayer for the race and stuff. And then when he says 15 seconds to the race, I always like to say a quick Hail Mary.
And you're off.
That's what I do. Yep, then I'm off.
And you're off. Once again, my guests have been Trey Ulrich. He's a junior. Franny Seidel is a freshman. They will represent Medford at the WIAA State Cross Country Meet down at Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. It's an awesome accomplishment. Congratulations and best of luck.